All right, here at the World Food Prize Symposium in Des Moines, with me is John Becker, who is Chief Executive Officer of the United Soybean Board. And John, why don't you tell me, what is USB doing here at the World Food Prize?
Well, we obviously sponsor activities here at the World Food Prize, and very interested in the opportunities to impact on a global basis with soybeans.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about the symposium so far, the activities and the events that have been going on here?
Well, it's excellent. And, you know, I, as we've talked about this and as we look at the World Food Prize, we see the opportunities to feed the world, and the opportunities in the future, we believe, have to include biotechnology and biotech solutions to feeding the world. So we're very encouraged by the dialogue here and the opportunity to be a part of that.
I would be very encouraged also. I expected to be a lot more maybe resistance to biotechnology, but there seems to be quite a bit of openness here, and the feeling that that is what it's going to take to feed the world.
Yeah, I think that the last year with real or perceived shortages of wheat and rice on an almost global basis really was probably a shock to the system, and I think it changed some people's attitudes about biotech and the need for using every tool in the toolbox to be able to feed the people, not only now, but the expected 8 or 8.5 billion people that we might see by the year 2030.
How important a role do soybeans play when it comes to actually feeding the world?
Well, it's a very important role. You know, as you look at soybeans, 20% of the product is the oil, and that goes to a multiple of uses. But 80% of it is meal. Only a small portion of that is actually directly consumed by humans. Most of that, 98% of that, 80%, is fed to animals, pork and poultry, and thus really aquaculture, and really changing the dietary habits of the world and really providing the protein that people need.
And that is what we're hearing a lot about here, the increased population, but not just that, increased per capita income, which is leading people around the world to be demanding more meat. And soybeans play a pretty important role there.
Absolutely correct. And, you know, we're doing everything we can with working with the checkoff funds that that farmers pay into to increase yields, improve the digestibility of the meal. So we're working on not only increasing the overall product and the availability of the product, but also working on those quality parameters that make it a better product, either on the human side for direct consumption or through feeding it through animals, reducing the environmental footprint. All are focuses that we have with the checkoff program.
I've been surprised a little bit, I think, by the I'd say lack of emphasis here, that there hasn't been much said about the food versus fuel issue and the role that earlier this year we were hearing a lot about, it seemed like, biofuels contributing to the rising food prices. But what do you think in regards to the ability of our agricultural system in the United States and worldwide to both provide food and fuel for the world?
Well, I think our opportunities are really great. First of all, this food and fuel issue became an issue earlier when wheat and rice were perceived or were in short supply on a global basis. So it really isn't directly related to corn and soybeans as such. But the reality is we do have an opportunity and feel that we need to be producing more products so that we can feed more fish, more pork, more poultry, and we feel that that this is something that we're geared to do, and we're geared to be in this for the long haul. And I feel really good about the opportunities that we have with biotechnology, to really change the way we produce crops and the amount of crop that we can produce and the quality of the crop that we can produce that are going to benefit mankind both now and in the future.
How do you think the United States can help? Our productivity in the United States is tremendous and just keeps getting better. But when we look across the world, it's just not that way. How do you think we can help farmers in other countries become more productive?
Well, I think that, first of all, we lead by example. We are very fortunate in this country to have privatization of land, which many countries in the world don't have. And that, you know, people don't look at that as anything major until you really look at other countries and their endeavors to improve their food supply, reach minimum efficient scale farm sizes, and be able to have the assurance that they can farm that land year after year, to have a profit incentive. Those are really big issues, and they all generate from lack of privatization of land. So that in and of itself is a huge issue. But again, I think we lead by example. I think that, we have been a world leader in research. We continue to do that. The Danforth Plant Center is a great example of an organization that has been doing things that are directly relatable in terms of producing products with biotechnology that are going to help third world countries better enable themselves to feed themselves. So there's an array of examples. We're doing research now on the soybean genome to both look at, unlock the yield potential, the full yield potential for soybeans, and also work on the compositional parameters. All of those are translatable and transferable around the world.
USB has been really instrumental in developing biodiesel, developing a market for biodiesel. But it seems like that market that you're developing could provide a market for all kinds of other crops down the road. What do you think about that, being able to open up a market for possibly new products and new types of crops that can be used for fuel?
Well, I think in order to discuss that, we have to take a step back in history and recognize that in the U.S., soybeans and soybean oil was almost always, there were probably only a few years when oil actually was the price leader in the relationship between meal and oil. And so as a result, farmers decided through their checkoff that they were going to fund activities to develop biodiesel. Developing biodiesel directly raised the farm gate value for soybeans. It also provided an alternative to petroleum oil and led to the commercialization of eventually biodiesel. Interestingly, the second step in that process, in my history and my understanding, is that other feedstocks such as animal fats were actually grandfathered in on the biodiesel research and commercialization. So all of this led itself to expanding the opportunities for other feedstocks for biodiesel, and I don't see that stopping. I don't think that soybean oil ever believed that we would be the be-all end-all for producing soybean oil and converting it into biodiesel. We have a relatively large food market. We supply about 80% of the oil for cooking in the U.S., but at the end of the day, it was still a drag on the price of soybeans because we had very low prices for soybean oil and could not move the excess oil. So as a result, as we move forward into the future, there's just, I think that the opportunities for other feedstocks to play a part in this whole process are great, and you know, we've not in any way tried to keep those other feedstocks from becoming a part of that process.
Mm-hmm. You actually have opened it up, and you're going to build you've built the infrastructure, they can have you to thank when the jatropha trees start growing and that kind of thing.
Hopefully. Jatropha is an interesting story. I visited some jatropha plantations on a trip that I was on in Indonesia, and realistically, jatropha is a crop that holds great promise for improving subsistent farmers in very poor areas of the world. It's very labor intense. It's not extremely high yielding overall, but it certainly does hold promise for those countries that want to use it as a tool to improve their social situation within those countries.
And that fits right in with what we're doing right here.
Absolutely.
At the World Food Prize. Thank you very much, John Becker with the United Soybean Board here at the World Food Prize in Des Moines. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.